Blog Talk Radio.
Talk with Angela Butler. Today's guest is the activist that started the group Street Groomers. I do have trouble pronouncing his name. His name, I believe, is Haron Walkie. Is that correct, sir? Hello? Hello? All right.
Hello?
Hello, hi. A little mix up there.
Yeah, my phone here went out on me.
Oh, that's okay. I'm introducing you as the founder of the Street Groomers.
Uh-huh.
And I believe I mispronounced your name. Didn't mean to. Is it Haron Walkie?
Haron Shahid Walkie. A lot of people be doing that. It's okay. Haron Shahid Walkie.
Okay, is that a Muslim name?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Nation Islam. Am I correct?
No, I'm Sunni Muslim. Orthodox.
Oh, okay. Orthodox, okay. All right, thank you.
Uh-huh.
So you gentlemen are really doing great things. You're cleaning up Atlanta, you're keeping the streets safe, am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
You're giving young black men hope again that, you know, they can be somebody. They don't have to go to jail. They don't have to go to prison. There's other ways. I think that's wonderful. And you're the founder of Street Groomers.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I am.
Okay.
Go
ahead.
Oh, okay. No, see, the Street Groomers are like what people call gang members. We call them street tribes. We have the GDs, the Bloods, the Crips, the Black Keystones, the Vice Lords, the BDs, all type of different type of street tribes that came together, and we changed our lives and let them know we got to clean these streets up. See, my favorite motto is, you can call the police all day, but in order to control the streets, you need the streets.
Okay, that makes perfectly good sense. I think it's wonderful what you're doing. This is Atlanta, Georgia, am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have something to say. Atlanta, Georgia, I don't know if you're aware of it, is the Mecca in the South for black people. It always has. It's been that way for a very long time. I'm almost 50, so yes, it's where the connections are made. It's where black entrepreneurs have the most opportunity to have their own businesses, education. But I was reading something, and I love Atlanta. I just cannot afford it, but I love Atlanta. your rent is too high, you know, so I'm here in this little small southern town not far from Dothan, Alabama. I have to ask you a question, though. I'm not trying to put anyone on the spot, especially the mayor, Mayor Reed, the Atlanta mayor.
Uh-huh.
I read something from the Atlanta Progressive News. It's on the internet, and everyone is AtlantaProgressiveNews.com. Since Atlanta is the Mecca, why are people homeless? What's going on? This is an article, I think, December
4th, 2016. I think, well, Kasim and his city council, they're, like, keeping all of the money, and they're not giving it to the people. We have homeless kids out here, teens and everything, and I don't know where this money is going. It's not going to the community, I know that. There's been a lot of stealing going on. You know, they got investigations going on down here, and I wouldn't be surprised if Kasim, the cook, Reed, and he a part of it. So I don't really trust him. So, we've had words before. So, but, yeah, that's why I say there's a lot of stealing going on.
So that's still going on since, because the article from the Atlanta Progressive News, that kind of is the source of my information.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I would ask you about it, because like I said, Atlanta is the Mecca for black entrepreneurs, singers, rappers, and actresses here lately. So my understanding from the article is that you took, you went to him because he wouldn't come into the community.
Yeah, I went to his house.
Okay.
I went to his doorstep.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, we had a protest.
Okay. And it says he's evicting people. Is that true or is that just hearsay?
Yeah, he's doing a lot of that. But see what it is. It's called gentrification. They're trying to sell the city and they're trying to push everybody out. So what they're doing, that they did that illegally. They're just pushing people out. You know how you're supposed to get eviction notices and all. They're not even giving people an eviction. They're just putting them out. They put them out of their homes. They've been doing it for a long time. That's what happened to a low-income apartment joint. They just put everybody out against the law. So we're going to give you somewhere else to go. We're going to help you out. We're going to send you over here, and they're not doing that.
So there are homeless people because the city of Atlanta is not doing what it's supposed to do. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they're not doing the right thing.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. So your organization, Street Groomers, you help feed the community and protect
mm-hmm.
the community. So do you have food drives for people?
We do all that. We do the food drive. We just started a little league baseball team about a week ago. So from now we raise money from ages 9 to 12. We go into the rough neighborhoods and we find little kids. We put them out there, let them know that somebody cares about them, and we become good friends with them. Become the father figure. A lot of these kids don't have fathers because a lot of their dads are locked up. See, that's another big problem that's going on down here.
Okay, I understand that. Like I said, I'm sorry to hear that. Atlanta is a great place, far as I'm concerned. The hungry and the homelessness. I didn't really see that. The times that I would go there. Besides protecting the neighborhoods and food drives, what else do you do?
We talk to the kids and we get to know them. And like I said, we walk the kids to the school buses every morning. And then sometimes what we do, we'll wait for them to get out of the buses to make sure no one hurts them and stuff like that.
Okay. All right. So you changed your lifestyle. You changed
mm-hmm.
your entire life for the better. So I have
mm-hmm.
to ask you, what made you change? What made you want better and to do better?
I was just saying, I've been locked up, and I've just sat back and I watched a lot of people that become lost and miseducated and misguided. So we needed somebody to step up and be a leader. I'm tired. My thing is, I don't believe in talking the talk. I believe in walking the walk.
Okay. So action, you believe in action.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, action. Putting everything in action because I guess it's something like love is an action word.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. So how are things now? Are things any better? Are the youth listening to you?
A lot of them, they talk to me, they work with me, let me know what's going on and stuff like that. Like right now, I'm trying to start a business to welcome how you. We're working on some ideas and stuff. We can start a business or something. That's what I'm working on now.
Okay. That's wonderful. That's one, and you're gonna hire people from, you know, that were in the same situation as you at one time.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Yep, that's what I'm working on.
That's wonderful. I'm glad to hear that young black men are doing that. More of you need to run for office too. Seriously, I'm serious about that. You really do. Say this, Mr. Trump. A lot of people don't agree with him. I like him for obvious reasons. But I'm going to say this, one thing about Mr. Trump, he didn't like the way things were going, and so he ran for president. Well, more instead of seeing him as a really bad person and as a racist, which he more than likely is, follow his example, run for office. If you don't like the way things are going on local, on a city, state, or national level, run for office.
Mm-hmm.
That can change a lot of things. Because, like, I only found out 2 years ago that in order to be registered to vote, you couldn't be a felon or something like that. And, You would have to be able to vote anyway. If you can't serve on a jury if you have a felony. I think that's the way it goes, but I'm not certain. So,
All right, let me check that out.
What are you doing today? What now?
Oh, just cleaning up the house and washing. Cleaning up the house. And what I do, I get out tonight, and I'll go walk around the neighborhood later on.
Oh, so you patrol? You're patrolling.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I patrol today.
Okay.
Yeah, we go out cleaning up. What I'm going to do today is I'm cleaning up the community. I'll probably go pick up some leaves or something.
That's wonderful. Do you have anybody back you financially?
Yeah, I have
certain
people. People donate to me.
That's wonderful. Okay, so you do
like
get
that,
donations.
Yeah.
If someone wanted to donate to your organization and your cause, how would they do it?
Streetgroomers.org. Streetgroomers.org.
But I know you've probably heard about things that have went on in it. Chicago, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
What is your input on there? Do you intend to go further, or is your home, you know, where your home is as far as you're going
with
your health?
The same thing they got to do, you got to work with the streets. That's the only thing. See, we'll see if something happened. I remember when it happened. See, Larry Hoover was down in Stateville. He was down, you know, he was in prison. And they felt when they shipped him off, we'd get him away, everything was going to be okay. When they sent him to Colorado, he was the one, him and Jeff Ford and all them brothers, they kept control of Chicago. Now they shipped them boys away. Chicago's a mad place now. They can't even control it. You got to work with the streets or to control the streets.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Everything you said, but Atlanta is not nearly that bad. I mean, they're saying on the news that there were like 700 and some murders there. Atlanta is not nearly as bad as Chicago.
Yeah, we keep the violence down here.
Yeah, okay. Great. So you intend to spread your organization. That's great news. So you told me in private, we did a three-way call with Reverend Gant, that you had been to Dothan, Alabama. I'm not far from Dothan, Alabama. Do you mind talking about what I already know about the police?
Yeah, I don't know much. I'm still learning. But I learned what it is down there. They're very racist, and they still going by the old days of hanging the black man. And they're doing down there, they you locking people up for 10 years. And, people sitting in the county still waiting to go to prison and stuff like that. They're breaking a lot of laws down there. They feel they got their own laws. They can do what they want to.
Yes, they do.
And now they
do have their own
and
laws.
Now they got, and now they got their man, and he's the attorney. Now he's their man, the attorney general. They can do whatever they want to. And now they got Jeff Sessions up there. They think they can do whatever they want to now. You know, he good friends with people down there.
They're afraid. Yeah, that's true. That's everywhere, predominantly in this area. The police are using illegal means. That's true. And my brother's a law against, like he said, if they violated other people's rights, they'll violate our rights too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they don't care. They do what they want to. They feel they the ones in charge, so they feel you're gonna do what they say or else. It's their way or the highway. That's what they feel, and I'm just being honest.
Okay. I'm just gonna be honest. I live about 30 to 45 minutes from Dothan, Alabama. So I'm on Central Standard Time, and it's a lot that goes on here. Hush, hush. You know, nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to rock the boat. Nobody wants anything to change. That's why I won't ever say where I'm from, because I feel like they'll slander me and stop what I'm trying to do. I know in the Bible it said Jesus was not even welcome in his own town. So, you know, I'm a female too, so that doesn't go too well either. Yeah. The Ku Klux Klan is active. I believe sometime last year they marched in Destin, Florida. Yeah. And I think about 3 years ago they marched in not far from Dothan, Alabama. I'm looking here now, even though this is about street rumors. The Houston County Jail orders come out of mother's cry for help, and this was on March 16, 2016. Everyone is www.houstoncountyjail.org. A woman has been in the jail for 9 years with no trial and no bond, and that is hateful, psychologically damaged, and unconstitutional. Here in Florida, I don't know about Alabama. Jail is for a year. It has to be less than a year. So if you stay in jail 9 years, it's illegal here in Florida, Alabama. So do you know anything about this? You said you had, what did you say?
Yeah, I've heard parts about that stuff. I'm still investigating, but I just know it's a lot of dirty stuff going on down there. And then you can't, and there's some of the blacks you can't trust down there. If you come down there trying to do some work, you got something in there that'll set you up and give you to the Klan.
Yeah, pretty much. It's sad to say, but it's true. Yeah. Like I said, if I was to getting bigger, I'd be slandered to no end. So, everything.
You say you might what?
Use against. I said if I was to get any bigger, I would be slandered to no end. And everything they ever did, they put out there because they don't want anything to change.
Oh, yeah, I've heard.
They don't want anyone to rock the boat. They don't want this boat rocked. So, you know, I don't have enough power, you know, as a female to do that. But I love what you're doing. I love what you're doing here. Everything just about is illegal. I'm not going to say which town in Florida. Everything here is done illegal to me. Most of the things here are. My understanding is they don't even have drug dogs, certified drug dogs, and that they go into people's places without search warrants.
Wow. That's wild. That's crazy down there.
You may call it crazy, but I call it discrimination to no end. That's what I call it.
Oh, yeah, very. Oh, very. I agree with you. Discrimination.
So
they're doing what they want to.
Yes, they are. And they have black people helping them. So I have another question. Since you start the street groomers, and you've been investigating dolphins.
Yeah, a little bit. I don't know much. I'm still learning. My people are still trying to teach me about it.
Okay. You said you had been there?
Yeah, I've been there before. I just went down there with some friends of mine. But, yeah, it's like, yeah, I just see it's crazy down there.
Okay. Yeah, they're pretty prejudiced.
But,
okay.
Believe me, I've seen it. It's crazy down there. Like I said, the people are terrified of white people.
You can't blame them. You can't blame the people for being afraid. Because you don't know who you can trust. You don't know who's going to help set you up for different things. And it's not always drugs that they plant on people. It's other things. They plant drugs. They accuse people of fraud. All kinds of things. They're real racist. They pretty much do what they want. And they have black people who said, we'll help you. We'll help you get them out of the community. So that's why I don't make a whole lot of waves here, because I understand.
Yeah, you're doing right. You got to keep yourself protected.
Yeah, I do. I do. So, like I said, I love what you're doing as the street groomers. What else do you do?
Oh, that's it. I sell candy and incense and oils to keep my business going. And what did I do? I get little young kids incense to go sell to make them some money and stuff like that.
Yeah. Cause that's what,
so they don't get in trouble.
The biggest problem in a lot of black communities, like even the little small rural, especially the little rural communities, jobs, opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Jobs and opportunities. And that's why I was surprised to read that about Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I really was. So what is it about eminent domain that you are fighting back on?
Like, what are we fighting for?
On eminent domain. What are you fighting for, you, at the Street Groomers, your organization?
I'm fighting to get involved in the community. My basic what I focus on is I fight to help the brother in the community. That's what I'm focused on, helping the people in the community. That's my big thing is getting jobs, teaching.
Okay.
Hello?
So I'm here. Are the shelters being torn down, homeless shelters?
Yeah, they trying to. We working on that. They trying to do that.
Trying to do it. Hasn't happened. Okay, then.
No, not yet.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
I work with some of the groups trying to stop that.
Yeah, so do you work with any other organizations?
Yeah, different ones.
Do you ever speak in the schools?
Oh, I have before.
Oh, okay, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yeah,
you got a great thing going. Don't keep doing it. Don't get discouraged.
Oh, I will. Thank you.
Guys got something. Yes, God's got something for you, a blessing, and that's your blessing.
Mm-hmm,
so you more than welcome. I keep saying, I said I'm going to stop doing that. I did it again. Okay. My next question would be, how many people work with you?
It's probably about 20 of us.
20? Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
It's not many, but it's enough.
Your heart seems to be in the right place. Your heart really seems to be in the right place.
Yeah, that's how it got to be. That's something I had to learn. That's how it got to be.
Yeah.
But I guess
Go ahead.
Yeah, I had to get back to some things I was working on today. But just give me a call and let me know whenever you need me to talk.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you're getting ready to leave. We got 5 more minutes into the show. Reading on Facebook about how the street groomers clean up crime in the West End.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, see, we do over there.
That I'm looking at? Man in the
black
jacket?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay. All right. It says on street groomers, enough is enough, taking back the street. There's several... Atlanta area young black men at street tribe, something about a street tribe taking back the street.
Yeah, we're taking it back, like letting them know this is what is not going to happen. We as black men, let them know we're going to protect the women and women and the children.
Okay, I understand that. I understand all of that. All of it makes perfectly good sense. But aren't you up against, with other black people, other black Americans?
No, a lot of people work with it. They respect us.
No, okay, you're not having to fight other Black Americans?
No, they work with us. We talk to them. You know, it's respecting.
Okay.
They respect us. Because a lot of people respect what we're doing.
Well, that's wonderful. Okay, so all right, then. Well, like I said, American Cassini is a great man. I've been trying to get on my show for a while. I was just reading this information on the Internet. That goes to show you that everything on the Internet is not correct. So you patrol the streets all day, and you walk kids to the bus station. Sometimes you pick them, walk them back from the bus station. Well, that's but I have to ask you this. To me, Atlanta is America. To a lot of people, Atlanta is America of where Black people can go, like I said earlier. You don't have a whole lot of problems with racism like other predominantly rural towns and cities, do you?
Oh, yeah, we got racism, believe me. We just
you
know
have
how to stand up to them. Oh, yeah.
So, Atlanta, I'm surprised to hear that because everybody that talks that I talk to says that there aren't hardly any other races there but Black people. That's incorrect.
It's starting to become,
so
it's starting to become mixed now. It's starting to become mixed now.
Okay. All right. Well. All right.
Well, see the big thing here is high class versus low class.
That's what I was going to ask next. That was my next. When I was asking, were you fighting your own race of people? That's another thing. When I used to visit Atlanta, it seemed like there was a class war going on. The closed gated communities, the separation. Black people are scared of other Black people. Now, in the beginning, I liked the idea of a closed-gated community. I thought, wow, you know. But when Mr. George Zimmerman did that, I said, I wouldn't want to stay next door to Mr. Zimmerman if I had a black teenage son. You know, some people are all talking about closed-gated communities, this and that. And I'm thinking, what is that? I never heard of a closed-gated community. You have to excuse my ignorance on that. But I never heard of that. One of my relatives went to college there in Georgia. I never heard of such. I didn't even know it existed. Class war. So that's still going on there, the rich versus the not rich. Okay. That's sad to hear, and that's sad to know that we're so divided. There's no wonder that so many Black Americans are in the criminal justice system. You know, we're fighting among ourselves. We're keeping each other separated. And I didn't realize that until about 2 years ago, you know, that there was a class war. I think that's kind of everywhere, even in small communities. Am I right?
That's true. I understand that.
Yeah. New Orleans is what really opened my eyes. Because when Hurricane Katrina came about all those years ago, the people who had cars or vehicle transit got out of there. But the ones that did not have transportation, they did not get out. So that kind of let me know, some people are riding bicycles, some people are walking, other people have cars. That let me know right then there was a class war going on there. And I'm sorry to hear that's in Atlanta still, too. So do you have anything else? It's true? Okay. All right.
Oh, I give out my number and people can give me a call and see where I can build street rumors where they're at or something. Maybe I can help them out. Yeah, my number is...
And he does take donations, financial donations, everyone. This brother needs financial donations. Go ahead, y'all. Empty some of your wallets. Would you say your name again? Because I do not want to disrespect you by mispronouncing your name.
Haroon Shaheed Wakil, and my number is 770 771 4387-770-771, 4387. And if you'd like to give a donation, you can go to streetgroomers.org, O-R-G, streetgroomers.org, O-R-G.
Okay. All right. Thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I miss you. Much success, and you keep doing what you're doing. You're not wrong. You're right.
Okay.
You're in the right.
And give me a call. Let me know. Thank you. Call.
Okay.
Give me a call. Let me know what I can do to help you, okay?
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you're
you for
welcome,
offering to do that. All right.
Thank you, my sister. All right.
You're welcome. All right, everyone. I do not like to embarrass myself by not being able to pronounce someone's name. But the name of the organization is Street Groomers. They're really fighting to keep the community. And like I was saying to him, my understanding of Atlanta is that it's the mecca for black special entrepreneurs and rappers, singers, and here lately, from what I've been told, actors. It saddens me to know that that's going on there, because we really need to come together more than ever. We're divided, and, you know, divided we fall, but together we can stand, you know. You ever heard something similar to that? I mean, if we're divided, if you read the Bible, it says, they were talking about Jesus Christ, and I know some of you are Muslims and different religions and faiths, but mine is Christian. And in the Bible, it says that Jesus Christ was casting out, I believe, devils. And then it goes on to say Satan's kingdom, that accused pretty much Jesus of being in the wrong or being a devil or something to that effect. And it says Satan's kingdom cannot be divided or fall. Well, that's what's happening within black communities. The problem is no one really seems to want to admit that there's a problem with racism in this country, even though we see it all the time on TV in our neighborhoods. And unfortunately, you could be living in a Ferguson, Missouri, and not even realizing. Or you could be near a Ferguson, Missouri, where Michael Brown Jr. was killed, Trayvon Martin, and the list goes on and on and on. We can't survive if we're not going to unite. And the first thing that I believe black people need to do is that do like AA, the Alcoholic Anonymous people, the Alcoholic Anonymous organization, admit that there's a problem. There's a problem in this country with racism. There's a problem in this country with division among our own race of people. We gotta stand together, and I don't need a PhD to let me know that we're not standing together. But that's what we need to do. We don't trust each other. We don't trust each other. We don't particularly like each other. And my understanding is that, to me, most black American neighborhoods don't even believe they have a community, that they even have a neighborhood. So, you know, this class war, it's got to stop. I don't know how other to say it. We're being destroyed with 12-13% of the American population. This young man that's doing the street groomers, he's in the right. There's nothing. God is for him, completely for him. And that's why I say you should support the organization. And again, I won't disrespect him by mispronouncing his name. I believe he's already hung up. But it's ridiculous. We're divided. We can't stand divided. We're going to fall. And we're doing that right now. The youth are the ones suffering. The children, the young people, the teenagers, they're so misguided too. It's not even funny. And me, myself, I don't have a whole lot of room to judge or talk about anyone. I've had a hard life, but I'm not making excuses for myself. There's no reason why We can't unite as a community. Yes, I'm preaching. The first thing we as a community in this country, Black Americans, really, really need to do is take advice from Alcoholic Anonymous. One of the first things in Alcoholic Anonymous that they do is try to get the people that are alcoholics to admit that there is a problem. And there is a problem with racism in this country, a severe problem with racism in this country. And just because you live in an upper-class neighborhood does not mean you are immune for racism. So, everyone, thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler.